Yevamos, Perek Tes Vav, Mishnah Vav, 15:6. More on the topic of the testimony delivered by co-wives competing regarding their death of their husband. Ha'isha ha'chehiu v'ale l'medinas hayam. A woman, we'll call her A, and her husband go overseas traveling. Uva va'amra meis bali. When she comes back, this woman A says her husband died. The din is tinase v'sitel ksubasa. She's allowed to remarry based on the testimony, as we've seen previously in the Mishnah, and in the Perek, I should say. And she can take her ksuba, because as we said also before, those are part and parcel, as we pass them back in Mishnah Gimel. However, her co-wife B, Vitzarasa, Asura. The co-wife, Miss B, may not remarry based on the testimony of A. Even though A is remarrying and getting on with her life, etc., and getting her ksuba, that testimony simply is inadmissible for B, and therefore B is stuck. Now, we know the reason for that is because we're afraid that A had some trick up her sleeve regarding getting B out the picture. The question is, now, do we really believe that there's no possibility, in B's world, do we really believe there's no real possibility of the husband being dead and we just totally reject it? Or do we have to be suspicious? Maybe it's true, but that's not enough, just a suspicion that he's true, but it's not enough to allow B to, let's say in our case of our Mishnah here, eat truma. Meaning the Mishnah says, Hai Sabas Yisrael LeKohen. If Miss B, the woman who's stuck now and can't remarry, had been a Bas Yisrael, her father was not a Kohen, LeKohen, and she married a Kohen, so the husband, who is or isn't dead, he was a Kohen, and while they're married, so Miss B, being married to the Kohen, is allowed to eat truma. But if it's true that the Kohen, her husband, died, she'd now, if she has no children from him, she would now revert back to becoming like a status of Bas Yisrael, like to her father's lineage. And that being the case, she would no longer be permitted to eat truma on a Doraisa level. So, do we let her, if we're saying that we are rejecting the testimony of Miss A regarding the death of her husband, do we say we really believe he's still alive? In other words, we treat the testimony of A as being a vadai shakranis, certainly a liar, and therefore we assume chazaka, the status quo, the husband remains alive, and that being the case, she continues to eat truma? Or do we treat the testimony of A with respect to B as a suffic shakranis? She is possibly lying, in which case we have to be afraid, well, maybe he's alive, maybe he isn't, so therefore we have to be strict both ways on a doraisa. We can't let her remarry, but we can't let her eat truma. So that's the question, and Rabbi Tarfon answers, Tochel b'truma div Rabbi Tarfon. Tarfon says, she may continue to eat truma. Meaning, according to Rabbi Tarfon, we say this woman is a vadai shakrana. She's for sure lying, and therefore we assume the husband is still alive. He retains the status quo, just the same way every time Mr. Cohen goes to work, his wife can still stay home and eat truma. She doesn't have to be afraid he's out of sight and now maybe he's dead. No, the person has the status quo of being alive, the chazaka of being alive, and therefore the halachic presumption he's alive. So that applies here as well. And the fact that there's some woman, the co-wife, who said that he's dead is utterly unimportant, irrelevant, and therefore she continues to eat truma. Rabbi Kiva Omer, Ein zu derech motziyasi midei avira. Rabbi Kiva says, this is no way for the Bezin to act if our interest is to protect this woman from doing sins. We have to be afraid that maybe it's true that the husband's dead, in which case she should be forbidden mid-arise from eating truma. It carries a penalty of Misa B'dei Shemaim, death at the hands of heaven. It's severe. And that being the case, Ad Shetehe Asura L'Nase, on the one hand, we'll say she can't get married because it's a suffix, and she's a suffix shakranis, so maybe the husband's alive, maybe he's dead. But va'asur melechol b'truma, she also should be forbidden to continue to eat truma, because maybe he's alive, maybe he's dead. And if he's dead, then she should be forbidden to eat truma. Okay? And this, the halacha is, surprisingly, like Rabbi Tarfon. Meaning, we treat Miss A as being a vadai shakranit, a certain liar, and therefore we totally dismiss her testimony, and the husband continues to have his halachic presumption of being alive, so she can continue to eat truma until further notice.